Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the opportunity for us to be able to gather here today, and also want to thank you for using me and giving me the words to speak here this morning. I'd ask that your words flow freely from my lips, and Lord, I just want to praise and glorify you in everything we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Before we get started this morning, I hope everybody brought their Bibles. We're going to be going through several Bible text this morning, and if not, I'm sure your neighbor would be happy to share theirs with you. As we get started this morning, would you please turn your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believeth not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now can we turn to Ephesians 4:18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. You know, I have to wonder how many of us sitting here this morning have had blind spots in our lives, and I know it would include each and every one of us. We think we see clearly and we don't. A good example that I thought of was those small convex mirrors that you can buy to put on your side mirrors of your car so that you can see things in your blind spot that you normally wouldn't see. So without those mirrors, you're actually driving around partially blind. And another is for people that have to wear glasses or contacts so that they're able to see and focus clearly. Without them, your vision's just clouded. One question I had is, could it be that we are blinded to the gospel truth? I wanted to read the story out of John 9 about Jesus healing the man blind from birth. John 9:1, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but the works of God should be manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And he said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which had before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then say they unto him, Where is he? And he said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. When again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight, he said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They say unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is your son, who ye say was born blind? How then doeth he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him, he shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did not confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, He is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore, would ye hear it again, will ye also be his disciples. Then they reviled him and said, Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke unto Moses, As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, Why herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not a god, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and doest thou teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and that when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth. Our human tendency is to be like the Pharisees in the story of the blind man. Satan loves to get into our human minds, and he knows where our weaknesses are. And when Satan is in control, we are like the Pharisees. We become distracted, not believing in the truth, even when it's right before our own eyes. We also tend to judge others, even when we don't know all the facts. We get so caught up in self that we often think we see something when we don't. I've been caught up in this time after time, and it reminds me of a time when I went to see Francis and Susan Torrebiong after a mission trip to Ponape. One Friday, Francis had asked me if I wanted to make a trip with him to town. They lived about 20 miles or so out of town to pick up stuff for the Sabbath. And so I told him, sure. And so we arrived into town, and Francis told me that he had a few things to take care of. And so I said, okay. And about that time, Francis pulls into a bar. And I remember he never said a word to me when he got out. As I sat there in that truck, I started judging Francis. My mind started going places where it should have never went. Here I was judging a brother that I loved and respected dearly. But I just couldn't figure out why Francis would have been in a bar, because I knew that wasn't Francis. But after about 25 minutes or so of sitting there in the truck, Francis came out. And then he proceeded to tell me a story about a challenge that his pastor had made to their congregation about going out and reaching people where they are and showing them the true love of Jesus. You know, as he told me that story, I got goosebumps and I started to tear up. And it really opened my eyes to being so judgmental. When we get caught up in self, it's easy to judge others. I think the reason it's so easy to judge others is because if we're judging somebody else, it's easy to take our eyes off of ourselves and see how broken we really are. So I think from time to time we're walking around with our blinders on. Sometimes we get so caught up with the rules and regulations and preaching Ellen White, and I'm not trying to say anything bad about Ellen White because I love her writings, and just think that sometimes if you don't use them in the context they're meant to be, then they can be harmful too. I know my own plate is full just worrying about my own self and what I'm doing from day to day and whether or not I'm glorifying our Savior. And when we're out judging others, we're no different than those who crucified our Savior. When we take our eyes off of Jesus, we lose sight of the big picture, for condemnation puts blinders on us. Jesus didn't come to condemn this world, but to save us from our sins. Let's see what Romans 8:3 tells us about the freedom from the law. 8:3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In 1 Timothy 1:8 it reads, but we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. You know, when Jesus came to this world, people witnessed miracles day after day, miracle after miracle, and yet many didn't believe. And here today, 2,000 years later, it's no different. We see miracles around us each and every day, and I think for a lot of people, they don't even notice the miracles because for them it just becomes a part of life. They're not in tune to looking for those. And we have to believe in the freedom of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't have a chance in this life without dying to self daily and giving our complete surrender to Jesus. In Luke 4:18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Jesus asked the blind man, do you want to see? Do I really want to see? And what do I want to see? Jesus came so we could see in the flesh the Son of God and his love for mankind. Do others see Jesus, or are they blind because self gets in the way? I know I told the story at Sabbath school a few years ago, but I thought it was a good time to share it again. Since now we're talking about self, about 10 years ago in our house we have by the freeway, I was installing can lights in the ceilings. And I'd got all the main ones installed in the main part of the house, and we thought it looked pretty good, and I was feeling pretty good about myself. About that time I started singing, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. So I then decided to put a couple lights into our tip out on our house, not taking into consideration that there was no clearance between the ceiling and the roof. So I get the drill out, I shove a 6-inch hole through it. The next thing I know, we have a skylight in our house. Another lesson learned, and I haven't sung that song since. Anger, depression, disappointments, and burdens we are carrying around and can't bear blind our eyes from seeing situations the way that God sees them. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God sees our hearts. What does he see when he looks at mine? I stand before you and tell you that I'm ashamed to think about it. God is opening my blind eyes to see that I say that I love him, but my actions don't match my words at times. I am blind to my selfishness. Sometimes I am even blind to my nakedness. I clothe myself in good works so that I think I look good. I mean, come on, I feed the hungry. I open our house to others. Yet blind to the emptiness that's in my heart that I keep trying to fill with this world. I try to show the way to others while I myself may be more blind than they are. Another example I thought of was when I was working at the warming center, and you should hear the homeless sitting there talking with each other, and you hear them talking about God and praising his name. And one of the gentlemen there, I guess I can say his name since how he's no longer here, he moved on to Idaho. His name was Odie, and Chantel had got to be kind of close to him. But anyway, he was telling us about Jesus was the only thing he had to cling to, the only one sure thing that he knew that he could count on. Faith is like being blind, for you have to believe in something you can't see. Jesus said he leads the blind to a way they know not. Do I think I see the way? Do I think I know what's best for our church? Or am I too blind to what the bigger picture that God is working on is? Am I so blind that I can't even see ahead the next minute or the next hour or the next year? So why then do I think that I know so much while being blind? Jesus said he is the light who shows the way. He lights different paths for us to take. Do I turn in my blindness to his voice saying, Lord, I want to see, even though it may hurt. I want to see so I know my own brokenness and can ask you to touch my blind eyes so that I can see your children as you see them. Children of God are loved, even though their brokenness may rub me wrong at times. And then I have to tell myself maybe my brokenness rubs God wrong at times. Am I so blind to my own wretchedness that I'm sure I see what isn't just around me? The definition of see means to perceive, behold, discern, notice, observe, regard, take in, look upon, take notice, recognize, remember, etc. Lord, please give me the blindness where it isn't my place to think that I see your will. Let me see with heavenly eyesight that leaves judgment to God. For only Jesus can remove the scale from our eyes. And when we accept Jesus into our lives and give full surrender to him, the blinders will come off. We'll close our eyes for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to be able to recognize all the good that you've done in my life. Lord, please open my eyes that I may see the things that are in your heart and the character that you want us to portray to others each and every day. Lord, please help me not to be judgmental. And Lord, please forgive me for where I fail. Lord, please give me the strength to glorify your name and be a blinding light for you in everything I do and say. Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to worship you and praise your name. Please help us to keep our eyes on you always. In Jesus' holy, precious name I pray. Amen.